News, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. French train lines targeted ahead of the Olympics opening ceremony, which begins in a few hours. ABC's James Longman is in Paris.
Fires were set in signal boxes. Lines were cut on high-speed rail lines. It's even affected the Eurostar. That connects the UK with France. No word yet on who carried this out, but the intelligence services are involved in the investigation. It is clear this was an attempt to sabotage the opening ceremony of the Games tonight.
The weather may sabotage the opening ceremony as well. The weather forecast calls for about 4 hours of rain in Paris. Two leaders of the notorious Mexican Sinaloa drug cartel have been arrested and are facing prosecution in the U.S. for multiple counts of manufacturing and trafficking drugs and other crimes. Another government inflation measure showing signs of relief, excluding volatile food and energy prices, so-called core inflation, rose just 0.2% from May to June. Presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris getting an endorsement from Barack Obama. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A proposed new building in Milwaukee would be the tallest in Wisconsin, and as Stuart J. Waddles reports, it would be the biggest wooden building in the world.
A developer has been selected for the Marcus Performing Arts Center parking garage project. The $700 million effort could include up to 750 residential units, office and retail space, a hotel, and structured parking. Mayor Cavalier Johnson is praising the development, citing its potential to enhance the city's economic and urban landscape.
Stuart J. Waddles reporting. Wisconsin wildlife officials are offering $25 rebates to get people to buy new endangered resources license plates. The plates raise money for the Natural Heritage Conservation Program and efforts to protect and restore native plants and animals and state natural areas. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. DNA evidence and an anonymous tip. That's what it took to solve the murder of 15-year-old Kaisha Miller. Three of four suspects taken into custody this week have now appeared in court. Two of them had bonds set at $1 million, the other $750,000. Appearing in court means we get access to the criminal complaint, which gives us a lot more information. You'll remember the shooters were seen on surveillance video on the east side, getting out of the car, shooting four teens, and then speeding off. The court documents show when police found that car, they used DNA inside it to identify their suspects, and an anonymous tip helped point them in the right direction. And some Dane County residents have been waiting days to get their mail. People in Mazomani told WKOW they've been having problems for a week now. A photo being shared online shows a ton of mail sitting in bins outside the post office unattended. The village administrator told the station they believe this is all because of a staffing shortage. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Marlins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers open a three-game weekend series tonight against the Marlins. The Marlins have just added former All-Star Randy Arozarena following a trade with the Tampa Bay Rays. Meanwhile, it appears that Christian Yelich has opted for rest and rehab rather than undergo season-ending back surgery. The 32-year-old Yelich is on the IL for a second time this season with back problems. Yesterday, at Nationals Park in Washington, D.C., the Padres let right-hander Dylan Cease finish the game with 114 pitches and just three walks on the Padres radio network.
Abrams to right field. Johnson coming in. He makes the catch. No hits for the Nats. Dylan Cease throws a no-hitter. The second no-hitter in Padres history. There'll be a sea of San Diegans celebrating back home today.
The Padres won 3-0. NFL training camp. The Packers now practicing in pads today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Meanwhile, Jordan Love contract talks continue. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program?
Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow sunshine, 84 by Sunday. Partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time. A great end of the week show. It is John Roach, columnist and Renaissance man, along with Peter Rapine. Week in Review. Be here.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt Nair on air.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
In this moment, we are in a fight for our most fundamental freedoms. And to this room of leaders, I say, bring it on. Bring it on. Bring it on.
Bring it on.
Wow, 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 wow. We are not going back, right? Meanwhile, Trump said we are going back, 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 back. I'm just going to keep doing that joke until you laugh at it. I'm going to keep doing it. Don't care what you say. We are going back. Who's a scare of a strong lady? Giant. See? Okay. Hey, this is a continuation of the Guess the Quote we were just doing, Chris.
All right, let's do this.
Who said I know a thing or two about how hard it can be for strong women candidates to fight through the sexism and double standards of American politics? I've been called a witch, a nasty woman, and much more. It's the easiest Guess the Quote ever. I was even burned in effigy as a candidate. I sometimes shied away from talking about and making history. I wasn't sure voters were ready for that. I'm proud that my two presidential campaigns made it seem normal for it to have a woman at the top of the ticket. Who said that?
King Friday the 13th.
No, Hillary Clinton. That was the easiest. Oh, my. So, in you. Who said I won the national popular vote by nearly 3 million in 2016? That seems like a hint. And it's not so long ago Americans overwhelmingly elected our first black president. As we saw in the 2022 midterms, abortion bans and attacks on democracy are galvanizing women voters like never before. With Ms. Harris at the top of the ticket leading the way, this movement may become an unstoppable wave. Who said that?
Daniel Stripe and Tiger.
No, Hillary Clinton, who's never been wrong about anything ever. Do it for Hillary. Let's do this for Hillary and Joe and Barack. Ms. Harris is chronically underestimated, as are so many women in politics, but she is well prepared for this moment. As a friend and supporter of Mr. Biden, I find this a bittersweet moment. He was a wise and decent man who served our country well. We have lost our standard bearer, and we will miss his steady leadership, deep empathy, and fighting spirit. Yet we've gained so much as well, a new champion, an invigorated campaign, and a renewed sense of purpose. The time for hand-wringing is over. Now is the time to organize, mobilize, and win. Who said that?
Mr. McNeely.
No! Hillary Clinton! Still with her. I'm still with her and her and the other her.
All of the hers.
I think she's a Stephanie Miller fan. Hand-wringing. Who was against hand-wringing and bedwetting and pearl-clutching? Me!
A lot of other people were, too.
No, it's just me.
Just you? Okay.
I'm taking all the credit for everything now.
Can I say Tim Stitch on, I think this is Threads said it best.
Stitch Threads. Oh.
Get it?
Hey.
This might be Twitter, actually. Okay. I just, you know, I'm telling you, this is a revolutionary moment in our history. But he said, Donald Trump didn't lower your taxes. He didn't get your roads fixed or your bridges built. He didn't get your health care coverage, lower the price of your prescriptions, decrease the deficit, end the opioid crisis, revive the coal industry. He didn't make COVID disappear. He didn't make Mexico pay for the wall. He didn't put America first. And he sure as hell didn't drain the swamp. And when you say he fought for you, you mean he validated your hate. Yep. Because he didn't do it. Damn thing for you other than that. Thank you. There's got to be some segment of people that have got to be waking up to that, Chris. I just have to hope. Alex tweeted, Zoom just broke a record, 131,000. I think it went even higher than that. White women for Kamala holding a fundraising call. It's the largest Zoom call in the company's history. They are literally raising $20,000 per minute. I just mentioned Pink spoke from her plane. It is incredible. No wonder Trump is freaking out. He is indeed freaking out. Let's go to watch. Oh, Chuck, our deadhead in Tucson. Hi, Chuck. Chuck, how excited are you about Snoop Dogg holding the Olympic torch and lighting his bong on it? Very exciting.
Hey, that's good. I mean, coffee and cannabis is becoming a habit for me. So with Stephanie Miller in the morning. I just want to say that the difference between being woke is that I am one of the people who put the Twitter, the spontaneity of the slogan. It's a movement and a moment. And I understand, because I can critically think, I don't own that. It was natural. We understand it because we understand what it means to be woke. And, you know, that it's not the poll test that I love him, hope and change. But it's a real fight for change.
Yeah.
And
by the way,
and I just
that great AI of Kamala in front of the Statue of Liberty. Let's for a second also say, what's wrong with diversity, equity, and inclusion? It's written on the Statue of Liberty. So, beyond it being a racist, sexist attack, let's embrace it. Say, yeah, that's what America has always stood for.
We already had our own DEI president dedicated. Dedicated empathy and integrity. We've already
there
had
you go. You know what? It is such a wonderful moment when a stoner finally grabs that thought.
You stumbled, but you caught yourself.
And yes, you did.
That's
good for you, Chuck.
That's right. Well, and like I said, I mean, you know, the organic slogan is so powerful.
It's true.
It represents the campaign, which is essentially a spontaneous campaign.
Right.
They do elections
for four
months in England or less. And in
that's
France,
right.
I think it was less than a month.
That's right.
We
all right.
should be doing
Chuck,
that.
We love you.
God bless him.
I'm just saying, it's just a satisfying moment when a stoner gets to the end of a thought. It's like when a child finally finishes a joke. You're like, oh, God, is that it? Is that the punchline? Okay.
You want to.
All right, I'm just kidding. Look at how often do I scramble for something that I have to have a listener fill it in? Help mommy with that thought.
Right.
What was I saying?
And you're not even stoned.
Oh, do we have our Atlanta promo? We need that. Our Atlanta promo. Yes. Who is this? Just tweeted, I traveled from Idaho to see my seventh Stephanie Miller Sexy Liberal show. It was the best yet, despite being the day Trump was injured and two shot. There will be more joy and excitement in Atlanta. Hashtag Kamala for dinner. Boston was fantastic, and it was a tough day. The crowd was incredible. Imagine tomorrow night.
Do not despair. We are here to save the world. Stephanie Miller. Sexy Liberal. Save the World. Comedy Tour. And now we head to the South.
What's a big on day?
Saturday, July 27th at the Tabernacle in Atlanta, starring Stephanie Miller.
Mike Johnson from Ron Johnson. You're having a hard time telling your Johnsons apart, and Lauren Boebert can give you a hand.
SiriusXM Progress Tell Me Everything host John Fugelsang.
After the show, I will be in the lobby by the merch table signing Bibles.
The hilarious Hal Sparks.
Obviously, thou shalt not steal. Trump was like, we got to get rid of some of these. Don't like it. If I ever read the Bible and knew that was in there, I'd have stopped.
And comedy duo
Frangela.
Y'all some of the nicest white people you've ever met. Black mama this country.
Yeah. Okay. Special VIP tickets get you meet and greet access to the stars after the show. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. Join Steph and her friends in Atlanta for the Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour. 8 p.m. in Atlanta on July 27th at the Tabernacle. Tickets available at sexyliberal.com.
Yoo-hoo! Okay, Chris, who said, I'm ready. I think voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race on the debate stage, so I'm ready to go. Let's go.
So that. Mr. Green Jeans.
No, that was Kamala Harris, and Donald Trump said, let's go back. Okay.
Stop trying to make fetch happen.
Okay. Oh, boy. Lots of people on the Twitters. Well, let's see. Oh, Laura said, calling a woman dumb as a rock and then being afraid to debate her is pretty funny. Mark Hamill, our friend, said, hashtag sponge Don scaredy pants. Mark Hamill will join us in L.A. and probably somewhere else.
Elsewhere?
I could see. James said, Trump, fight, fight, fight. Also Trump, I'm too afraid to debate Kamala.
I'm scared.
I'm a skeert. That's what he said. Did he release that statement yet? I am a skeert.
I'm skeert.
Help me. Hey, mama.
He could also say, help me. I'm poor.
Help me. I'm poor. Oh, that's true. He's bankrupt. How many times?
Exactly. Yeah.
He's Kristen Wiig.
Uh-huh.
Help me. I'm poor. Barbara and Joyzy. Hi, Barb.
Hey. Hi. How are you guys?
Good. Go ahead.
Hi. So this is your crybaby from Wednesday. And again, I am so thankful that I was able to speak with you and Carlos then, because getting through the president's speech, I was a puddle and so dehydrated from drinking and crying.
me and you both, sister.
And then last night, again, crashing the internet was awesome. I didn't get on until like 20 minutes into the White Women Answer the Call Zoom thing, and I had to do it on YouTube, but it was amazing. Pink was fabulous.
By the way, isn't that the biggest predicator of how popular Kamala Harris is already? People want to do a Zoom after work. I'm just saying.
Oh my gosh! And the amount of calories that woman burns when she works. Holy smokes! I was happy to see the Obamas endorse Kamala, but honestly, I was hoping they were going to do some blowout rock star thing at the convention. And announce there. That was my dream.
Can't wait that long.
No. Katie Turk couldn't wait that long. You had to do what she
Katie's
wanted.
Yeah, head would explode. But, Chris, you were right.
I was.
We need to consolidate the power of our voting energy into a consolidated three-month election process.
I think so.
Because I think this has just worked out to our benefit. To have this moment, Kamala is the right person, the right time. I'm, all in, so behind her. But the consolidation of our timing and the enthusiasm is just exponentially more powerful.
I agree.
Right now.
Yeah. Totally agree.
Yeah, we're better at sprints than marathons, Americans.
Yeah.
Our attention span. Really, what's that shiny thing? Okay.
That could be a reason why more people don't get out and vote, because they're
exhausted.
By the time.
Not this time. Yeah. Guess who else was a puddle after Joe's speech? Kamala.
Over the past 3.5 years and over his entire career, Joe has led with grace and strength and bold vision and deep compassion. And as he said, in the next 6 months, he will continue to fight for the American people. And I know we are all deeply, deeply grateful for his continued service to our nation.
Let's go, Joe.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Last night, our president addressed the nation, and he showed once again what true leadership looks like. He really did. His words were poignant. He thinks and talks about his work and our country, understanding what it means in terms of what we do now and how that will impact the future. He thinks about our history in the context of the importance of the work we do now.
Yep. Give me 10. Midas Touch doing such great stuff.
Oh, God, this is amazing.
I loved the first one. It was just, Trump going, oh, she's the prosecutor and I'm the felon. And just, I'm Kamala Harris and I approve this message.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's fantastic. And this one, I love how Josh Shapiro has been putting this. Stop talking America. Yeah. That, right? We're a stupid country. Really? That's your message?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So Trump keeps bashing America in his speeches and his social media posts. What's your response?
I'm sick and tired of it. And I gotta tell you, he is ill-informed. I mean, consider this for a minute. We are producing more energy than ever before in this country, which gives us more freedom and more opportunity. Think about this. We have the fastest growing, strongest economy in the world, and we are kicking China's ass for the first time in generations. Think about this. This morning in America, more people went to work than ever before. This is the greatest country on earth. And Trump, you got to stop talking America. We got to start standing tall and being patriotic and showing how much we love this amazing nation. I am sick and tired of him down talking, talking this country. And instead, we got to stand up, stand tall, and be proud to be Americans.
Yeah.
Go on, Governor Shapiro. God bless you, sis, as Trump would say. When his teeth are slipping.
God bless the United States.
Yeah. Just there it is again. Freedom. By the way, Beyonce's Freedom, I got a huge surge in streams after the first Kamala ad. Blah, 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 blah. Let's see. The on-demand streams for Freedom are up over 1,300%. Wow. Between Sunday and Tuesday. It's about freedom. Ladies, get in formation. Oh, we did already. That was last night. Stay
song.
In formation.
That's a different song.
I know. Okay. All the single ladies. That's me.
That's a different song.
That's way going way back.
To run the world. Trying to rain on the
thunder. Tell a storm I'm new. Come on, Beyonce. I'm a wild, come on, march on the regular. Say hi. Let's go. All right. 20 minutes.
Who run the world?
Yeah. Yeah. Girl, who runs the world? Oh, I'm sorry. Girls. Okay, I think we know that. Okay, Dana Goldberg coming up 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to us by us thriving. We feel it. Suddenly we're thriving.
Well, we got the happy hormone.
I mean, listen, even, you know, the highs and lows, even the highs can be stressful, right? You got to regulate. I use Just Calm. It's a fantastic product. It's a breakthrough new stress-busting formula from Just Thrive. Say goodbye to frazzled nerves. Hello to a steady, chill, more relaxed you. To regulate before November. Regulate. Just Calm's exclusive mood-lifting blend is clinically proven to help you relax and breathe a little easier. It's like Kamala in a bottle.
Sure.
And for next-level mood and immune support, I love my award-winning Just Thrive probiotic. It has 1,000 times better survivability than most probiotics. This is so important. And it is a spore probiotic, banishes bloat, constipation, so your gut can produce more serotonin, your happy hormone. Whee! I have happy hormones. For a limited time, check this out. You can save 20% off a 90-day bottle of Just Thrive Probiotic and Just Calm at justthrivehealth.com with that promo code Stephanie. That's like getting a month for free. What?
Oh, yeah.
Now you can download the Just Thrive episode and listen to my interview with the founder of Just Thrive, Tina Anderson. That is justthrivehealth.com, promo code Stephanie.
I wish we lived in the day where you could challenge
Stephanie Miller.
The deal.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply, or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com, promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. roundhouseprovisions.com.
Hi, I'm Cesar Milan. People are always commenting on how happy and healthy my dogs are. One of the reasons is the food my dogs eat.
Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is a premium freeze-dried raw dog food designed to support your dog's health, happiness, and lifespan.
Their joints are more flexible, their teeth are cleaner, and their coat shinier. And why they seem more youthful even as they age.
I'm veterinarian Dr. Marty Goldstein. I've helped countless dogs thrive with one simple concept. Your dog needs a high high-meat diet similar to what their ancestors ate in the wild.
Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend using 50 years of nutritional research and experience, helping dogs make incredible turnarounds. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies, their wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511.
Your order is backed with a 90-day guarantee.
All dogs are unique. Your dog results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
At Chance Design Build, we provide remodeling done well with love. Our commitments extend beyond our workplace and your home to support our community. We judge people by the content of their character, not by the color of their skin, and we believe all humans deserve quality, publicly funded education, childcare, and health care. But what do you believe in? At Chance Design Build, we believe every person must have the opportunity to thrive. If you're thinking about remodeling your home, go to ChanceDesignBuild.com to learn more about our commitments to you, your home, and our community.
Morty here from the Mad Radio Morning Show. When you text us at Civic Media, our text line is sponsored by Rocket Industrial in Madison, chosen by 80% of Fortune 500 manufacturers in the United States that want to package with less. RocketIndustrial.com.
Listen to the John and Gordy Show weekdays right here on Mad Radio, sponsored by Verlo Mattress of Madison. Sleep better, dream bigger on a handcrafted, locally made mattress. Find them on Madison's East and West Sides or online at Verlo.com.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director, Melissa Pyrick, says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller. Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah. Oh, I will, in Hotlanta. What?
That's how people survive.
I'm taking the pink party plane to Hotlanta today. Okay.
Is that a euphemism?
What? Hotlanta? Yes.
No. Taking the pink party plane.
No, I just because Pink called into the White Lady Zoom call from her plane.
I think
any plane that Pink is on is a party plane. I think she is literally getting the party started on any plane she's on.
I thought that was a euphemism for something down there.
Something pink? Something about surrendering to Pink?
Yeah, the pink
getting
party plane.
In the party plane's cockpit?
Yeah, when you say to someone...
You just took something beautiful and made it dirty. It was not dirty. Sean, I'm sorry. You're talking in front of the baby again.
When you say to someone, take the pink party plane,
it's... People in Atlanta know what I'm talking about. Nan in Atlanta will be there. Nan says, see you guys in Atlanta. Dress for casual sauna. The weather's ridiculous.
No.
Yeah, it's always hot in Hotlanta.
It's July in Atlanta.
There you go.
I mean,
and Steph, if you're all in hugging every non-civil rights and civil war statue, go to the Buckhead Fish Market and give a squeeze to the giant fish. Best we can do. Your pal and five-time sexy liberal vet, Nan in Atlanta, who will be there. I'll go grab that fish. What's it called? The Buckhead Fish. There's a lot of jokes in there. The Buckhead Fish Market.
Are you going to take the pink party plane?
I'm going to go get some Buckhead. What?
Are you going to take the pink party plane?
Yeah, to the Buckhead Fish Market. Hello, ladies. Welcome to the Mama's Coming to the Fish Market. Okay. Jennifer Aniston has entered the election cycle, ladies and gentlemen. I've always been Team Jen. I always will be. Loved her ever since Friends. Oh, my God, I love her on Morning Show. But, it's really true. This original comment won't play it. what he said about, you know, childless cat ladies and people without children not having a stake in America. So offensive to so many people. She said, I truly can't believe this is coming from a potential vice president of the United States. She, as you know, talked about her fertility struggles in 2022. Obviously, there's some people that can't have children. Right. Some people just don't want them. Again, freedom. None of your business, J.D. Vance.
Right.
She said, all I can say is, Mr. Vance, I pray your daughter is fortunate enough to bear children of her own one day. I hope she will not need to turn to IVF as a second option because you're trying to take that away from her, too. Oh, bam. Oh, Team Jen forever. 29 minutes after the hour. Dana Goldberg coming up.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Senator Tammy Baldwin is introducing a bill to prevent sudden hospital closures like the ones in Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls this year. The bill requires large hospitals to notify federal agencies of a pending closure at least 3 months in advance. Baldwin is running for a third term against challenger Eric Hovde. More than 60 million Americans identify as having disabilities. Many of them turn to Easter Seals for health care. Kendra Davenport is Easter Seals president.
We provide essential services to millions of individuals and their families every year, from early childhood to the critical first 5 years, autism services, transportation, medical rehab, and employment programs that target and assist veterans as well as senior citizens.
Easter Seals has become the largest nonprofit healthcare agency in the country. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Man, storms have really hampered our holidays this year. Some communities had to cancel or postpone 4th of July fireworks. But that means you have a chance to see a show 3 weeks later. Mount Vernon had to reschedule their fireworks on the 4th, so they're now this weekend. You can catch the show Saturday at dusk at Mount Vernon Park. That's about halfway between Mount Horeb and Paoli. And this weekend is WanaFest. Today is the first full day of the annual festival in Wanakee. There's a carnival, 5K, softball tournament, live music, tons of food, face painting, a car show. The list just goes on and on. One of the biggest highlights every year, the parade that kicks off at 11 a.m. on Sunday. The festival runs through the weekend, all in the world's only Wanakee. And Bike for Butterflies is tomorrow. It's a bicycle parade where kids can dress up, and along the way, they drop milkweed seeds along the bike path for butterflies. To join, just meet at the Tenney Beach Park parking lot at 11. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, WMDX News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 81 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the southeast at 5 to 10. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 60 for a low. Tomorrow, sunshine 84 by Sunday. Partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms with a high of 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 65.
Is your computer so slow you can hardly use it? Does it have blue screens, malware, viruses, reboots, hardware crashes? Sound familiar? Computers will have problems, and when they do, you need the computer experts at Madison Computer Works. Every day, we help home users and businesses keep their computers and networks running smoothly. For solutions to your computer problems, call the pros at 231-8000, and we'll turn this into this. Madison Computer Works, computers that work for you.
Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or professional technician, Auto Value is committed to providing the parts you need and the service you deserve. Auto Value Parts Store. We've got the parts, we've got the smarts.
Your school can earn up to $10,000 this year. Just save the UPCs from the Country Hearth products your family already enjoys. Learn more at loavesforlearning.com. That's loavesforlearning.com.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Friday for a very special Devil's Advocates. Crudy will continue burning bridges and will air your grievances only on the Devil's Advocates radio show.
The Devil's Advocates, weekdays 3 to 6.
This announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
effectively run in this country via the Democrats, via our corporate oligarchs, by a bunch of childless cat ladies who are miserable at their own lives and the choices that they've made, and so they want to make the rest of the country miserable too. And it's just a basic fact. You look at Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, AOC, the entire future of the Democrats is controlled by people without children. And how does it make any sense that we've turned our country over to people who don't really have a direct stake in it?
Oh, can I speak for all of us when I say, shut up, couch f***er. Seriously?
Well, we don't.
Yeah, at least we, you know, animate objects, even if we don't procreate. By the way, guess who else is childless? Dolly Parton, Oprah, a lot of awesome people. Yes, Chris, I'm sorry. What?
No, I was saying that he also in there railed against corporate oligarchs. He is one.
Right. Yeah, venture capitalist.
He's a venture capitalist. He is like the very definition of corporate oligarch.
God. By the way, I loved Kamala Harris's stepdaughter, Ella Emhoff, and Ella's mother, mm-hmm. who is, you know, Doug's ex.
Yep.
Both came to her defense, praised Harris as a co-parent. To her two children and second gentleman, Doug. And by the way, that's a tough audience, your current spouse's ex. She's like all for Kamala. She said she is loving, nurturing, fiercely protective, and always present,
yep.
They said. Oh, white dudes, it's your turn. Monday, it's all the white dudes, all the white dudes.
What are you singing?
Yeah, it's the white dudes' turn. Calling all white dudes for Harris. They're literally calling it white dudes for for Harris. Monday, their Zoom call at 8 p.m. Eastern. Hilarious. You're always a little late to the party, white dudes, but welcome.
Well, the homos did it last night.
Yes.
The homos had like 12,000 people on the call. So.
And the dead inside white ladies.
Yeah.
Like me.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, Billy in Texas wants to mansplain something to Kamala, okay. Which I think will be super fun. Yeah.
Billy's hanging around.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
In that Texas town. With a phone call from the range. You know what I'm talking about.
Yep.
Just let him go.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to know how his talking points are strange. How does he come up with his stuff?
How? How
does he? How?
I don't
have mercy.
Hi, Billy in Texas.
How you doing, darling?
Good. Thanks for calling me, darling. Appreciate it. I am a hotline right to Kamala. What do you need her? What do you need to Petra send to her about? By the way, can you believe that your giant C candidate is too much of a giant C to debate her, even with a Kotex on his ear?
He's not afraid to debate Kamala.
Oh, he isn't? And it's Kamala.
No.
He's backing out.
Whatever. I mean, you know he's not.
No, he's not? He just said he is not.
Yeah,
going to debate.
Why. Right, because he's scared.
Hell, he'll debate her tomorrow. She'll
Are you in his campaign now? Oh, good.
Good.
What time is it? What time and where?
Yeah, what time is good for you?
For people that report themselves to be a halfway comedy show, halfway political show, y'all have a very bad...
You frustrated.
All right, what is your advice for Kamala? You wanted to say what, she's focusing too much on a woman's right to choose? Is that what?
Well, come on. She should.
Yeah.
I think she's just.
Yeah, that's a losing message. You're right.
She met with Netanyahu yesterday, so that's, that's expanding.
Yeah, she didn't go to the meeting.
Neither did J.D. Vance. All right, Billy, I feel like you're out of bullets and you're just going to throw the gun at me now.
Uh-huh.
That's kind of how the debate would have gone between Trump and Kamala.
Yeah. Kamala's met with Netanyahu, and you know who hasn't? J.D. Vance.
Okay. All right. Oh, by the way, here is J.D. Vance right before, before Roe was overturned.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Let's say Roe versus Wade is overruled.
Mm-hmm.
Ohio bans abortion, in 2022, let's say 2024. And then, every day, George Soros sends a 747 to Columbus load up disproportionately black women to get them to go have abortions in California. And, of course, the left will celebrate this as a victory for diversity. And it's like, if that happens, do you need some federal response to prevent it from happening? Because it's really creepy.
Oh, I see. Okay, first of all, I'm sorry. All black women whores, first of all, is what you're implying.
Yeah.
And secondly, there would be like a black woman, black lady whore plane that was flown by George Soros.
A George Soros black lady whore plane.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Is he still the candidate?
Someone on Threads.
Has Trump jumped him yet?
Someone on Threads said that he looks like a racist Care Bear. And this is true.
Oh, my God. Okay, I wasn't prepared for the level of... I was prepared for the level of misogyny in that soundbite. I was not prepared for the
racism?
Level of racism. I was not. That was just a little bonus.
Oh, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, let's get to Governor Pritzker with some thoughts on J.D. Vance.
You know, when J.D. Vance, frankly, attacks women, hides the fact that he is opposed to reproductive rights, even in cases of rape or incest, you know, he's the Donald Trump mini-me. Donald Trump has done terribly in Illinois, and across the Midwest, there is a growing sense that J.D. Vance just doesn't stand where most Illinoisans and most Midwesterners stand.
I'm sorry, I can't get the George Soros-funded black horror plane in Ohio out of my head.
Maybe that's what you should take to Atlanta.
Yeah, where do I sign up for that?
Instead of the pink party plane.
Wow. Okay, Karine Jean-Pierre.
When you have the speaker of the House, obviously he's a Republican, and this is something that you all have reported, set up a meeting to tell Republican leaders to stop being racist, to stop being misogynist, to stop being sexist. I think that says a lot, that they have to be told to not do that.
Yeah.
Wow. I don't know if J.D. Vance more wants to erase the internet from bad things he said about Donald Trump or just things in general that he said about anything. Oh, my God. He's only at -5 approval rating now because I'm guessing that's going to take a little downward tumble. Holy moly. Okay, Jasmine Crockett, one more.
As you continue to say that somehow J.D. Vance is prepared and qualified to be the vice president of the United States, I'm sorry, but this guy is walking into a role with way less qualifications than our vice president. Uh-huh. If we want to look at the qualifications that were required of her before she got the job, she had been elected a prosecutor. She had been elected the attorney general. She had been elected to the U.S. Senate before she was ever the vice president. J.D. Vance has been in the Senate for not even 2 years. So what I don't want to hear from that side is about a DEI hire, because what I can tell you for sure is that this is them talking about the fact that they literally just cannot measure up to my vice president and soon to be their president of the United States.
Yeah. So shut up, Matt Gaetz. By the way, he's a DUI hire. Get it? 'Cause he's a mugshot for his DUI. Okay. Wow, looky here. A new poll from Axios shows Harris has opened up a massive 20-point lead over Trump among voters aged 18 to 34.
All right.
Wow.
Neither one of us are part of that demographic, but good on the kids.
Oh, no, even my big lie isn't that lie-y.
not even Sean is part of that demographic anymore.
Aw, Sean's an oldster now.
Uh-huh. Oh, welcome to being old.
Who's 37? You are.
You need some liniment?
Are you still having your birthday parties at Chuck E. Cheese, or when does that end? 35? Okay. I love the way this Harris campaign is, they're taking no prisoners. Harris for president tore into Trump over a Fox News interview in which he referred to her as garbage, among other things. The Harris campaign responded with a memo that said, "Statement on 78-year-old criminal's Fox News appearance." God, it is fantastic. After watching Fox News this morning, we only have one question. Is Donald Trump okay?
Oh!
Main takeaways Trump gave to the American people. Trump praised his Project 2025. Trump is flustered and lashing out. When Trump wasn't lying, he was making threats. Abortion bans are good. Mail-in voting is bad. Praise dictators because he wants to be one. Trump is clearly worried he made the wrong pick in J.D. Vance. Trump is old and quite weird. Can I say, of all his criminality and and being a rapist, oh my God, he is just the weirdest dude on the planet. Thank you for saying it. The guy shouldn't be president ever again. If anyone wants an alternative, Kamala Harris is offering one. Harris for president spokesperson said an erratic Donald Trump offers only chaos, fear, and hate. The dangerous threats of an old man don't create jobs, protect our rights, or keep us safe. Vice President Kamala Harris offers something different, freedom, lower costs, and opportunity for all. Apparently Trump was set off by Harris calling him a predator.
Yeah.
Which he is.
He is.
Right? I mean, I'm just glad, like, people are saying it now. And like I said, Kamala Harris has never mispronounced adjudicated.
Well.
As I often do. So that's... Yes, she and obviously, bunch of people in the media, thank you for finally saying it. This is what the judge wrote, just to remind people. The finding that Ms. Carroll failed to prove that she was raped within the meaning of New York penal law does not mean she failed to prove that Mr. Trump raped her, as many people commonly understand the word rape. Indeed, the evidence at trial recounted below makes clear the jury found that Mr. Trump, in fact, did exactly that.
Yep.
Thank you. Yes, he wasn't convicted of criminal rape, but that is what the judge said. He was, okay. Eric Swalwell, I loved what he had said. He said, Donald Trump's been going around saying he's going to easily beat Kamala Harris. Well, she's heard this before from other sexual predators and rapists when she was a prosecutor with Prosecutor Harris. And if he wants to know how this movie ends, he won't have to look too far, but he's going to have to go to a prison to find out, because she put away a lot of bad guys. Thank you. This is how we wanted this case prosecuted. Yeah. Okay. Representative Catherine Clark of Massachusetts.
Vice President Harris has been in this fight her entire career. Through every chapter of her public service, she has been the antithesis of Donald Trump. She leads with dignity and compassion. He capitulates to cruelty and greed.
Yeah. Yep. One more.
She stood up to Big Pharma. He gave them a tax break. She cut childhood poverty in half. He crashed our economy. She lowered the cost of health care for millions of families. He wants to gut Medicare and repeal the ACA. She prosecuted sex offenders. He is one.
Oh.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay. And one last one, Senator B-Box. Who rocks?
Yeah.
She's mainstream America. She's the hope. She's the opportunity. She's the American dream. And this guy wants to take us back. So it's mainstream, I think, versus extreme, them. I just think we are in a very good position.
Wow.
Yep, absolutely.
Mainstream versus extreme.
There you go. Audrey in Chicago. Hey, Audrey.
Hey, Stephanie. I was calling because, you know, first and foremost, I will confess, like you, I was panicked.
Yeah.
About Biden, the pressure on him to drop out. I was panicked, fearful that what happened in 1968 would repeat. I'm glad that did not happen. I was a little disappointed when Biden dropped out. I mean,
me too.
Oh, really? But I'm glad. I will most certainly support the candidacy of Kamala Harris for president. And I pray that people not only vote for her, but also vote blue down the ballot.
Yeah.
Remember, there's a whole ballot, folks. And please watch out for your voter registration.
Audrey.
I also called to let you know I'm an Army veteran who was a journalist in the Army. We were trained, you know, we had to go through basic training. I had to go through advanced individual training. And as a journalist, not only did I have to, it was my job to be a soldier who reported on other soldiers. So whatever other soldiers were doing, I had to do too.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know J.D. Vance's career was in the Marine Corps, but, you know, I got to fire a Dragon before they decommissioned that weapon. When other soldiers' units went on field training exercises, I went with them.
Wow.
I even got to try to rappel.
You have literally, you've literally been in the House of Dragons then. There you go.
Sorry.
All right. Thank you, Audrey. We appreciate it. By the way, she brings up a good point, Chris, about down ticket. I wanted to say, let's learn the lessons of Obama and Hillary, right? The lessons, I mean, we did not have Obama's back and get him the majorities he needed after we got him elected so that he could get all the stuff done. You know, so let's, and also just, boy, it seems like from the call last night, white women have learned their lessons. I hope. You know, about what happened with Hillary. So let's do this.
Yep.
48 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Happy. It's like drinking Happy.
Oh.
I'm This rosé, I'm telling you, because I was telling you, I thought nothing would replace my salty maggot tears as my favorite beverage.
Right.
But along comes August Grand Rosé. Yeah. This is, I love, Damien is their winemaker. This is a Vignoble Vineyards. Mm-hmm. It is, they are in Bordeaux, France. Yeah. It is from, but this wine, unbelievable. I keep saying, I've not generally been a rosé girl. This is, it's roses, limes, lemons, some nuttiness. It is just a gorgeous, that pale pink color. Yeah. It is amazing. He plays music to his vines. That's why the vines are so loving back to him.
That's high tech.
Produced this beautiful wine. He's won all the awards. Paris Wine Cup, on and on. Best wine by varietal. Organically grown hand-picked grapes. You have got to try this rosé. It's an amazing price. Check this out. SiriusXM listeners can get over 50% off right now by going to vs.wine. That's vs.wine. Six bottles for only $98 and free delivery. Just use the promo code Stephanie. That is 50% off with the promo code Stephanie at vs.wine. Get your Grand Rosé today. Drink up.
Wow. Yes. Yes. I love it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
When it comes to protecting your loved ones, you need a home security system you can trust. Simply Safe Home Security combines cutting-edge technology, advanced sensors, and cameras guard against threats to your home and family. And with exclusive 24/7 live guard technology, Simply Safe monitoring agents respond within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm, seeing and speaking to intruders to stop them in their tracks. They can even warn them the police are on the way. With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, Simply Safe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe and satisfied, but never locked in. It's no wonder SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News and World Report for 5 years running. Join the countless amount of listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Head on over to simplisafe.com/Stephanie and save 20% on a new system today. That's SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. There's no safe like SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe.com/Stephanie. Go do it now. Get some peace of mind. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created High Impact Protein, available in whey or plant protein, to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. mypowerlife.com, code FITNESS.
With a little financial support from the Wisconsin Chairs Child Care Subsidy Program, more is possible. You can focus on work, continue your education, and take advantage of opportunities that make your family stronger. Best of all, you can give your child a great start with the high-quality care they deserve. What's your more? Learn how you can get help paying for child care by visiting wishares.wi.gov today.
Donald Trump brags he nominated the justices who overturned Roe v. Wade, getting rid of the constitutional right to abortion.
Well, I did something that nobody thought was possible. I got rid of Roe v. Wade. For 54 years, they were trying to get Roe v. Wade terminated, and I did it, and I'm proud to have done it.
Donald Trump not only took away abortion rights, he wants to monitor pregnant women and punish those who seek an abortion. Just listen.
Do you believe in punishment for abortion? Yes or no, as a principle?
The answer is that there has to be some form of punishment.
For the woman?
Yeah.
Banning abortion, monitoring and punishing women. That's how far Trump might go in a second term. Visit abetterwisconsintogether.org/TrumpMonitor to tell Donald Trump his views on abortion are too extreme for Wisconsin. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by my Bonnie and Clyde wake-up call this morning.
Oh, how was it?
Because I think, I confess to you, I think I fell asleep at 4 o'clock yesterday.
Yeah.
So middle of the night, they're like, Mommy.
Mommy.
So I got the paw and the tongue in the ear.
Okay.
Yeah, because it was time to get a little potty outside. Because Mommy hasn't been sleeping. Mama had a plugged ear. It's a long story. Anyway, you cannot keep them from when it's Dr. Marty's time. When it's Dr. Marty time, you just gotta go. You're just like a dog food concierge. Dr. Marty's it's raw, it's freeze-dried, yeah. It's made of turkey, beef, duck, salmon, you name it, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries. It is so, so good for them. It's all superfoods, and it's raw, freeze-dried. That means all the nutrients are packed in, and the flavor, yep. And it's not messy for you.
Yeah. It's like Arby's. It's got the meats.
Shelf-stable, except way healthier. Shelf-stable, mess-free, full of nutrients, tastes absolutely delicious. Bonnie and Clyde love it so much. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Oh, looky here, Will, with a love tweet. Steph, as the official Atlanta ambassador of the Stephanie Miller Show, I tried to call in. The lines are burning up, though, this morning. Yes, they are. I was in L.A. for a free speech TV lunch in 2018 with Sean Comiskey and Travis Bone. We are ready for Sexy Liberal Meet and Grope and ready for Kamala 2024.
Wow.
Will, see you in Atlanta tomorrow night.
You remember that, Sean?
I have a picture. I have the picture right here. The picture right here.
Okay.
Jessica says, Mama, first time writing to you. I was in Boston for my first ever Sexy Liberal. I was wearing the Hal Sparks shirt with the Zoltan hands on the sleeve.
Yeah.
I remember you. I can't wait for New York City. That's next weekend. Next weekend already is New York City. You are all incredible. Being in the same room as all the Steph heads filled me with so much light and love and rejuvenated my hope and optimism for November and beyond. And this is before Kamalot. I've not felt so much joy since the escalator as I have seeing us coalesce around Kamala Harris as our nominee. Let's keep the momentum going. Keep spreading your love and light. Don't get happy, but don't let them ruin your joy either. Thank you. Perfect balance. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you. Let's go to, Michelangelo in Denver. Hi, Mike.
Morning there, kids.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good. Go ahead.
Listen. You're going to Atlanta. I hope you have a tremendous show. They've all been tremendous. You were out here in Denver. Tremendous show.
Thank you.
I wanted to say, in general, I found out a couple of days ago. You know Marie from Atlanta?
Yes.
My niece in New York City said, you know, Uncle Mick, she's related to us.
Oh.
She's from New York City originally.
Wow. All of us Steph heads are related.
Yeah. So it's not this Monday, but, you know, Commander Karen does the Zoom calls
right. And
stuff every other Monday. So a week from this Monday, we're on again. And I'm just going to pop it to Marie that, you know, hey, cuz, you know, you're from New York City. You're originally from, you know, Bronx, Manhattan.
There you go. We are family, you know. Not like, you know, sleeping together, cousin family, but, you know, Sue in New York real quick. Hello. Not Southern cousin family. Hi, hey. Sue.
Hey, Steph. It's great to be talking to you. I am so excited to just be in it and be experiencing and observing this incredible euphoria about Kamala. But also, it's so grounded. It's just amazing what's happening, what's manifesting.
Yep.
So with that in mind, I also really want all of us not to forget how important the down ballot race is.
Down ballot, absolutely. Dana Goldberg, next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, do you know Republicans are trying to amend the Wisconsin Constitution again?
Would you be surprised to know that it's all a bunch of garbage? Probably not. I'll explain.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. The John and Gordy Show.
People don't realize there used to be radio schools.
It was a night school. Uh-huh. And my very first day, I walk up the stairs and there in the lobby is my instructor. He's laying on the couch, his arm over his head, and he's going, oh my God, I wish I'd gotten into real estate. That was the encouragement I got right away.
Weekday morning, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media.